I'm more than... you're not mad.
I'm just going to watch.
You're angry. How are you going to watch? It's a radio program.
Oh, I can see
Rich,
you.
Duh.
I can see you.
You can see me? Really?
I have cameras.
That's creepy.
Really?
Before Liddy retired, he helped me plant some cameras in your house.
Really?
I have total control. I can see everything.
No kidding.
Yeah, Liddy's good at that stuff.
What color robe am I wearing?
You pink.
Man, you really are watching.
I know that.
It's 7 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden in our studio in Washington. I'm in my studio on the farm. Jennifer Horn is in her studio in Los Angeles. To start out the day with a bit of celebratory news.
Oh, yeah?
It was on this date in 1990, which was the second anniversary of the Good Day program being on the air. Year number two, 1990. The Prince film Graffiti Bridge opened. Prince starred in this flick. He wrote it, he directed it, and nobody remembers it.
I have no idea.
Hey, how come he's not making movies anymore?
His butt's, at least, movies
for public consumption.
His butt's too small.
He's too small. I mean, he's a little dude. Small. I saw Purple Rain no less than 100 times.
Yeah, good for you, Rich.
And have Graffiti Bridge, had you not mentioned it, I would
you'd
never
remember. Right. No. But that was year two of the Doug Steffens Good Day program, 1990. And here we are.
Thank you for bringing that up.
How many years later, in the year 2012, the people who've been listening to Doug Steffens for all that time remember me, but they don't remember that Prince movie. All right?
Do you want to know what's really sick?
What is really sick?
You were in year two of your program?
Yes, and you were 2 years old.
Right. I was 12.
12 years old.
1990.
Isn't that weird?
Yes, just a bit. All right, so here is today's crank. Jennifer and Rich are prepared,
and I suspect
if you are listening in the last hour of the Good Day program, you may be prepared as well.
Sit back on your couches, grab the remote, and watch, because this is going to be fun.
So, as we get to the end of the political trail, the poll today at DougSteffens.com and over the weekend asks you how many political robocop calls you're getting every day. If you're in California, you are getting an indecent amount of focus and calling regarding Proposition 37. Now, here's why I'm stepping up my effort on the Good Day program, sort of wanting to find people on the ground who will support this grassroots coalition, Jennifer, going head-to-head with the folks who are trying to steer people in the right direction on Proposition 37. This is an example of not only what goes on in California, but what goes on all
around.
Yep. Let me just finish my overall explanation of the problem of propositions, not only or ballot issues they're called in some states. They are so badly written by design to screw up your head. I don't know how these people get away with it, but Proposition 37 in California is a perfect example. When you think you ought to vote no, you really should be voting yes. And here, in this circumstance, is the crux of the core of Prop 37. Sponsored by your friends at Monsanto and all the other corporate industrial giants who want to produce all this GMO crud. 70% of their crud is in most of the food that you eat now. They want more, and they don't want you to know about it. So therefore, they have come up with... Richie, could you find one of the ads that's pro... I think you can... I probably should have sent you there. Not on the Monsanto site, but there's got to be a site someplace that has these ads that basically say, support your local farmer and vote no on Prop 37, which is exactly the opposite of what farmers want you to do. The farmers don't want you to vote for Monsanto. They want you to vote for them because they want their products to be compared to the GMO products that are coming from the Monsanto seed. This is so horrific. This is so outrageous.
Do this again.
Which do you want me to do again?
What's the preposition of the proposition?
The proposition here is to have GMO labeling, or never mind GMO, just labeling on your food. 50 countries in the world require that the food that's produced there be labeled.
You mean genetically modified?
It doesn't make any difference. But yes, in this case, genetically modified food,
so
they don't want any labels because they don't want people to know they're eating that garbage.
Okay, so what the proposition says is that it requires a label if the food is genetically modified to state
no,
that it is.
No, it doesn't say the genetic. It just says it requires a food label.
Okay. Okay.
Vote
so
yes, because that's what it really says. Proposition 37. The California Right to Know Genetically Engineered Food Act requires genetically engineered foods to be labeled when sold in California and elsewhere in the U.S., because this will have a ripple effect. It does mention, Richie, genetically engineered foods, but it isn't just that they want a label that says, what happens, excuse me, I've talked about, remember being in Albuquerque and going to this wonderful Whole Foods store. It wasn't Whole Foods, but it was a local co-op that we have one of them in Santa Monica, actually, on where the heck is on California, I think. Anyway, California Avenue, I'm just sort of putting it in my mind where it is. So the essence of this is that California will, when this is passed, probably spearhead a movement around the country to make sure that you know where the food you're getting comes from. 91% of Americans, when posed this question, say they want their food labeled. 91%! All 50 states have had polling done on this, and that's the way it comes out. 89% of Republicans say label. 90% of Democrats say label. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Pretty much the same, no matter what your party affiliation, the folks who want to have you know what your food is get support from both sides. So this is not a partisan political issue. And so all these countries that label their food if they're GMO'd are way ahead of America. So, millions of Americans have called on the FDA to label GMOs. You want to know why this hasn't gotten any place? Do you know who the head is? Yeah, no, listen, you did find it out?
Yeah.
Do you know who's in the food safety, the person who's in charge of...
Who's the food safety czar?
Yeah. He's a former Monsanto senior vice president.
Of course.
Yeah. And that alone, as I said before, is enough to get you to vote, in my opinion, against Obama.
When I watched on Food Inc. or one of those things,
yeah,
when they tell you that the 10 of the top 15 people at the Agriculture Department mm-hmm. are former Monsanto
yep.
Vice presidents, presidents, whatever,
yep.
you're just like, oh, my.
Yep. So, and by the way, this is part of Obama 2016 that you ought to see. As well, that's a whole different thing. Let's just focus on this issue. So we've got 90% of the seeds in this country controlled by Monsanto. You didn't know that either, probably, right? 90%.
That's what scares me more than anything.
Yeah. So you need to know that the FDA, the USDA, the Department of the Environmental Department, all have said they don't want to regulate Monsanto or GMOs. And that's because Monsanto people are at the top of all of those agencies. Again, another reason not to vote for these people that are in there right now. They've let this thing get completely out of control. It was bad enough with George Bush. Worse under these guys. So if you want to have a non-GMO diet, you can't really figure out how to do that under the current regulations in California and most of the rest of the country. You got to really be informed, and how many people are informed? They pick it up, they look at the label now and see, okay, it was grown in Albuquerque or wherever. I guess it's okay. But this is so divisive in the sense that big corporate farming interests versus the family farmer. This thing gets in California, kiss the farmer, kiss his butt goodbye.
Wow.
In California.
Kiss the small farmer.
The small family farmer. Kiss
the
their butt.
The big farmer will be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're
in
the cahoots with
talk
these.
About.
You got an ad? You want to play it?
I got something here. Let's see.
What do you got?
It's It talks about the bureaucracy and red tape that will come along with this labeling.
So this is a pro-Monsanto.
Again, special interests pushing a proposition that would create more government red tape, more lawsuits, and higher costs. This time, it's Prop 37, a food labeling scheme written by trial lawyers to benefit trial lawyers.
37 would ban thousands of common food products in California unless they're specially relabeled to meet complex new requirements and restrictions that would only exist in our state.
37 would cost California taxpayers millions for more bureaucracy and red tape and increase food costs for a typical California family by hundreds of dollars per year.
And 37 would give trial lawyers a special new right to file shakedown lawsuits against farmers, grocers, and food companies over the wording on food labels.
Look into the facts by visiting factson37.com.
Paid for by No 137, Coalition Against the Deceptive Food Labeling Scheme, sponsored by farmers, food producers, and grocers. Major funding by Monsanto Company.
Oh! Surprise! What a shock! Surprise! 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 Hey, shock! Monsanto paid for that ad so you wouldn't vote yes on Prop 37. You slimy, ugh, make me want to puke. All right, so I think I've said my...
Hey, when you do puke,
yeah,
most likely what will come up is genetically modified food.
Yeah, exactly. I had a specially
prepared Meredith lasagna last night.
You did?
And I guarantee you there was no GMO
free
stuff. No,
okay.
I don't know that you can guarantee that.
Yeah, no, I know where the
come
peppers
on.
And the onions and the
let's see it.
Squash and stuff came from. No, it's okay. The local, the Whole Foods people, the local folks, they're very conscious.
You know what? We found out that Whole Foods isn't everything.
No, they're not as good as
always
they.
Exempt.
No, no, right. That's right. That's true. All right, 19 after on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Last night on television, one of them was the X Factor. There was a repeat of The Voice because of the storm when it was on originally this week, so it didn't get played a lot on a lot of stations, so they repeated that last night, Jennifer, if I'm aware of what actually happened. The X Factor was live last night, so we have a piece of that, and then in a few minutes we'll bring you some of the winners from last night's Country Music Awards, as music is very important in our lives. This is CeCe Frey opening The X Factor Here on My Own. Then Willie Jones sang You Don't Know Me. I like him already. I didn't like the other singer. I like him a lot. I like this.
I think he's terrible.
Really?
I think it's terrible, too.
Really?
It sounds like a joke.
Yeah. Really? What, it sounds like karaoke?
Yeah, it just sounds like
sound
he's
like good
being
karaoke.
Stupid.
All right, so I lose on this one. You guys say no.
Listen. You might you.
Sounds like me, Richie. What do you mean?
You give your hand to me.
But that's what I don't like.
And I do.
Dar, dar, dar.
Well,
I'll watch you walk away.
Hey,
it just sounds weird. I don't know. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah. All right, Tony. The judges love the uniqueness of his voice, by the way.
He does have a unique voice.
Yeah.
I've noticed that they ooh and ah over a lot of people.
You don't love me, or you don't know me. Let's go to David Corey singing Since You've Been Gone, Richie.
Since
the next
You've Been Gone.
Don't like him at all. Don't like him. Let's keep going.
Wow.
Anybody like
what
this?
Is going on with this show? It's terrible.
Brittany liked it. Simon thought it was awful.
Brittany.
Jason Brock up next from The X Factor last night. One Moment in Time. Not bad. Simon didn't like it. Brittany and Demi liked it. Not bad. What do you think, Richie? No?
Better than the other ones, but still.
Okay, let's see here. Aaron Ray singing I Look to You.
I look to you.
That is like him. Better be ashamed to send him home.
And after all my strength is gone.
Okay. I still like the other guy first, Willie Jones. I like that one. I like him best. Diamond White singing Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Yeah! Yeah! Alright, Richie, go to 224, Sister C singing When I Look at You.
I mean, is it my ears or are they. I mean, it's bad, right?
These girls are all awful. Terrible! Let's see here. is somebody performing named 1432. This is a Demi Lovato song, right? Or Demi Lovato song. What do you think, Ray? All right, let's get Simon's rap on this, Richie. Wow. Cut 228.
Make an argument for both of these groups. I think Sister C, Now I've Got to Know You, I think there is a gap in the market for a group like you. I've really enjoyed working with you, and I think there's a lot we could do together in the competition. Girls, I think when you came to my home visit show, amazing. We had a bit of a wobble last night. Tonight was much, much better.
Yeah, Brad. There it is.
And I've got to really, really like you. But I have to make this decision based on my head. Do you understand that?
Brad.
And this may not
based on
be
his hair?
Popular.
His
head.
Maybe this is going to be a bit of a surprise. I don't know.
Well, Simon, with that said, please tell us the name of the act.
God, I can't say. This is so stupid.
Let me make this more positive, because I'd rather end on a positive. I'd like to say the name of the group I'm going to save.
Simon, I'm sorry, but we need the name of the act that you are sending.
Mario Lopez.
Thank you, Mario.
I'm done. Mario Lopez is going to tell Simon Cowell what to do.
All right, so in the meanwhile, Khloe Kardashian had a little problem with her outfit. That may have been the most interesting part of the program this week. 28 past
today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that can make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member or a friend, are active or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a public company trading under parent company ticker symbol RVPL. America's green company enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand with new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international job openings in various fields that have starting pay of up to $80,000 per year, in addition to possible bonus, 401k, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details about us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Once again, visit our website at greenjobsforveterans.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech is a...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is your
call to action.
Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Lots of exposés today. Welcome to another Great American Day. Hopefully it starts with relevance and involvement, maybe a little education. Last night was the Country Music Awards on television. We covered the X Factor pretty well. Now let's have Jennifer cover the CMA Awards. Or
you think this is my specialty, sir?
It may be, yes.
Yeah.
Your specialty, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So help yourself.
All right, so last night, big winners, Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert. This is Miranda Lambert, fastest girl in town. She was female vocalist of the year. Yes.
Okay.
I feel like the new king and queen of country.
Really?
Yeah. So Miranda had this was her big current hit for this year. She's the female vocalist. Then she and her husband, Blake Shelton, also had the song of the year, which was Over You. They wrote that together about Blake Shelton's brother who passed away when Blake was only 14 in a car accident. Male vocalist of the year was Blake Shelton. Oh, Honeybee. I think you would like this one, Debbie.
And this is the guy who's on The Voice. So
yeah.
He's making, $4 or $5 million. This guy's taking a good thing.
He has jumped from, literally, he started his career in the late 90s. So he had a mediocre career up until, he's been working.
Kind of
absolutely.
Like us here. Yeah.
And it's really cool because he got The Voice.
Right.
He's likable.
Yeah.
He became Entertainer of the Year, which was the big news. Vocalist
good.
Of the Year. So,
good news for him. Good for him. That's cool. All right.
And then we have the Group of the Year. Now, this is Single of the Year, Pontoon from Little Big Town. And they also won Vocal Group of the Year, so they had two big awards.
What about Lady Antebellum? Did she do anything?
They didn't win anything this year,
really?
No. Mm-hmm. They haven't had much new
Little
music.
Big Town.
You know, this song drives me nuts because it gets stuck in your head. But there's a line in here that actually became a little joke between the host of the show, Brad Paisley, and Carrie Underwood. Right here, get ready. So motorboating is the new phrase, apparently, in country music.
Is this an all-girl group, huh?
It's not. It's two guys and two girls. But the girls are, as Rich pointed out, very attractive. There's a blonde and a brunette, so all sides are represented. Lord. Yeah, and they're new. I mean, they just broke onto the scene probably in the last 2-3 years. So good news for them that they've got... I mean, this is a pretty big award for as new a group as they are.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, and then at musical event of the year was Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw, Feel Like a Rockstar. Whatever makes you feel like a rockstar. Between the two of them, they were on tour this year, brothers and sons, so this is kind of a fun thing that they go on stage together. And then rounding out the other awards, Album of the Year went to Eric Church for Chief, and Musician of the Year was Mac McNally. Music Video of the Year was my friend Toby Keith with Red Solo Cup, and the New Artist of the Year was Hunter Hayes.
All right, you can check out the complete list of winners from last night's Country Music Awards, the complete list of winners at DougStephan.com. What's new at DougStephan.com? All the list of winners from last night. Meanwhile, we have other items of interest. For example, Matt Lauer tonight hosting an NBC telethon called Hurricane Sandy Coming Together. Who are some of the people that are going to be on that, Jen?
It's going to air on NBC and also all of the NBC cable networks. Yeah. You can catch it on Bravo, E, G4, MSNBC, Style, yada, yada.
Boss is going to be showing up.
The boss, Bruce Springsteen, will be there. Christina Aguilera will be there. Sting, Billy Joel, and Jon Bon Jovi are all scheduled to perform.
This will be worth watching, actually.
Yeah, plus they'll have some celebrity appearances. Matt Lauer's going to host. Brian Williams and Jimmy Fallon are also scheduled
and
to be there.
Isn't Matt Lauer's former co-host going to...
Katie Couric?
No.
Oh, you mean Ann Curry. Maybe. Maybe they should actually, to raise money for charity, have a little celebrity mud wrestling. That'd be
not to play the cynic here, but...
It's going to the American Red Cross. Yes, Rich.
Okay. Well, that...
Uh-oh.
But... did they do this for New Orleans? I can't remember.
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember?
Same, and in fact, I think it was on a larger scale because I think all the networks did it for New Orleans.
Yeah, that's
just an NBC product. Although ABC has also come to the table. They made an announcement yesterday that they're going to be doing a day of donations as well. It's going to be called the Day of Giving. It'll take place on Monday, November 5th, and it's going to go across the network.
Monday, November 5th?
Can I still be the cynic and the spoiler?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Richie. Help yourself.
I'm done giving money to the Red Cross.
Me too.
Okay, this one on Monday, though, it doesn't seem to be going to the Red Cross. It's going to be going to different groups that are...
People
impacted.
Said, Richie, I had this conversation with somebody the other day, and they were aghast that I was a critic of the Red Cross.
The Red Cross is a business. I mean,
For me, when I gave money to either Katrina or the tsunami, one of the two I gave money to, and then, which you guys remind me, because remember this, shortly afterwards, we found out that they had so much money.
Right. They weren't spending it.
They
didn't
spend it on the cause that they were taking the money to
investing
for the tsunami and giving it to other causes that they had interests in.
Right.
And I said, no, I want my money. I mean, I gave $100, okay? I want my $100 to go to the people that I wanted to give it to.
You want
to
see it go right in.
Yeah. If you had too much money, fine. Give them the money.
Which
they
is
will
why,
be able
if you want to do it, go to find some local shelters in New Jersey and
give
just
them
give
the money.
There are local churches and whatnot that you can give the money to, or local programs.
Give
that you
them
can
the,
give
money.
The money. To. Yep.
So ABC is going to do this across the board all day on Monday, and they're going to just kind of incorporate it into all of their programming. The View, Live with Kelly and Michael.
Okay, I'm on that one.
All right, SNL also made an announcement about some new hosts coming their way. Actress Anne Hathaway will be hosting the show in November along with Jeremy Renner. Musical guests set up for the month of November, Rihanna, Maroon 5. Those are pretty big names to get for SNL. Rihanna's pretty big.
Yeah.
Comedy Central is going to go live on election night. They have live episodes of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and The Colbert Report. They'll air back-to-back starting at 11 p.m. Eastern Time
on
election
day. By that time, we'll know who the next Romney yes. president is.
Both shows will be simulcast on the Jumbotron in Times Square. But USA Network
so for all the dead rats that are there, they,
they
watch
can
that.
Watch the other dead rats. See what other rat died. Right. USA Network's canceled Common Law, also Fairly Legal, got the axe over at TNT. And the CW's announced that the series finale of Gossip Girl is going to air on December 17th. This was a huge show for the network. It had a six-year run, and they're going to do a very big send-off, including after-show interviews and all of that stuff.
That's wonderful.
Sean White.
Huh?
Oh, okay. Sure.
No,
I have two more.
Going.
Why? What does she? What do you have? Okay, two more.
She never let her go, so now she's got an opportunity.
I could actually keep going for days. I have a 20-page TV report. We never actually 24 pages right now.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Sean White will guest star on an upcoming episode of NBC's Go On. Really cute show. If you haven't seen it,
you have to
check
tell
it out.
Who Sean White is.
He's the Olympic gold medal snowboarder.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Matthew Perry's character on the show is a sports radio guy, which
kind of looks
I
like Carrot Top.
He does.
Oh, right. I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
okay, then my final story, and then I'll be back to you in the studio, Dougie.
Thank you.
Cheers. We talked yesterday about Norm having issues. George Wendt had some heart chest pains. Well, good news on the Cheers front. Kirstie Alley is getting her own show on TV Land called Giant Baby.
Right.
Well, it's going to be a Cheers reunion of sort because they just cast Rhea Perlman to co-star with her
really?
In the series. Isn't that cool?
Very cool. All right, Jennifer
You're
Warren.
So done with me.
Taking care of
I want to hurt you right now.
It's not you. It's not you. It's me. That's what he should be telling you.
What could be more important than that? What is this big story that you have to get to?
What I have to get to is a continuing focus on the celebration of the Good Day program at the beginning of our 25th year, coming up with ways to give people some prizes. And we're starting on Monday giving moms a $25 gift card from Visa. And the special deal here is something to listen to for a second. Listen up, folks. Jennifer's going to check, by the way, our social media, see what the engagement is so far.
Hey, by the way, Dad, you can slip in on this, too.
Yeah, of course. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. We want you, and you can write these under your wife's name, or you can do, I guess Dad's can do it as well.
Sure.
$25 gift card we're giving away every day from the folks at Exergen. What we're looking for is a smart tip that will help other moms make it through the day, whether it's a work-related tip, whether it has to do with family, health, what you're doing to manage your own time and schedule, what you're doing to cook food for the family, anything that makes your life better, share it with a smart mom tip of the day, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us @Good Day Show, and we will pick a winning smart mom. The best tip of the day gets the Visa gift card starting on Monday. All right? It's fun. It'd be fun for you. Special pass. You do what you want with the gift card. So meanwhile, what do we have, Jen? For ideas, so if we read some of them now, is that
we're not going to play? No, we can't play till Monday.
Okay, all right. So, but that's the place to go. What else have we got there?
All right. So we've been talking all morning about genetically modified foods. Doug's been really cranked up about this, and we asked, do you think genetically modified foods should require labeling? So far, we've gotten quite a few people chiming in on this one. Chad said, I think that they should be banned. Linda said,
never
most
mind, label them, just ban
yeah,
them.
Ban yeah, them, yeah, right? Linda said, idea. Most definitely. Janet said, absolutely.
Is there anybody who disagrees?
No. Let me tell you something. If you label them, it's pretty much the same thing as banning them.
Probably, because who's going to buy
them? People are going to buy them.
Well,
right.
There are people who just don't pay any attention, and they will buy them. But in the main, they will go away.
Okay, would you like
label
me to
label them, and they
now?
Will go away. Yes, please.
And they know that.
Okay. Cindy said, ban them. The chemicals we eat now are killing us. We feed more chemicals to our animals than actual food. Want to know why we get cancer? Read the labels. Go to a processing plant. I went to a slaughtering house and a commercial hog farm. Ew. Yeah. Linda said, yes. Tim said, duh. If you put a label on genetically engineered food, you might as well put a skull and crossbones on it.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
And, Matthew said, yes. So you can chime in, too, as well as giving us your favorite smart parenting tip that helps you make it through the day. If we pick yours, you'll get $25 gift card from Visa, which is really cool. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right, so here's the latest from Vermont, and it has to do with what we're talking about, in a manner of speaking.
Good, I've been waiting for Vermont news.
Okay, well, this is the story from a farm in Vermont. There was a pair of oxen. Were, was, pair, were, pair. There's a pair of oxen long used on this farm at a local college. Now, what had happened to these two, they're older, they can't do their work, so they were scheduled to be slaughtered. But protesting began. The decision to slaughter the animals has been put on hold. They were going to use the meat at the dining hall on the college campus.
You have to explain. This
I'm
college,
in the process of explaining. But you want to have the floor? Go ahead, Fred.
No. I mean,
Yeah.
The college has a philosophy.
Yeah.
We don't waste anything. No. We are green. Sorry. We reuse, recycle everything.
Yes.
Including
the oxen.
The oxen.
Right.
So instead of just basically killing the oxen, or, you know, because they're getting to the end of their rope anyway, they were going to have to put them down at some point.
Yeah.
They make them into food.
Yeah.
And this is the flock. So what's happening on the college campus now is you have the green people saying, this is great.
No.
We are recycling everything.
Yeah, that's what they're
against
saying.
The PETA
right,
people.
So here's what you
saying,
do.
This is cruel. You shouldn't eat the animals.
But here's it. But you want to know what the compromise position is?
What?
You take these. They were very popular, loved animals.
Yeah, they become kind of the school mascots.
Yeah. You put them to sleep, and you put them in a compost pile. That's what I do with my cows. When I put them to sleep, I put them in a compost pile.
There you go.
And therefore, they are green.
There you go.
And they have done their duty, and nobody gets
hurt.
And
they are not in chili.
Right.
I still like the idea that they end up being burgers at the cafeteria.
No.
That is gross.
Right. I solved the problem.
Gross?
Let's see if they figure it out.
That's your school mascot. Come on.
Why is it gross?
To eat your mascot? It's wrong.
You're eating somebody's mascot whenever you eat a burger.
No, you're not. Are you kidding me?
No.
Doug, when you sell one of your cows,
I don't sell my cows. Yeah.
What happens to it?
Well, if I sell them and they're not something that I can keep, let's say it's a dairy cow and I've sold the cow at 4 years or 5 years old and got another 5, 6, 7 years of production, and then he's going to be culled and sent to the slaughterhouse.
Yeah,
I can't control that. But
you see, Doug's mascot is a cow named Peaches.
Yes.
I would not be able to eat Peaches when I might be able to.
Peaches isn't ever going to be eaten by anybody.
Right.
I keep my.
Because it's your mascot. You don't eat your mascot.
The cows that I don't eat my friends, and the cows are my friends. But in this circumstance,
your cows taste good. I eat them all the time.
I've raised over the years literally thousands of cows, and I couldn't save them all. So some of them that I've had to sell would end up in that circumstance. But the cows that I keep here and have a choice, I either give them to people as lawnmowers and they have to take care of them until they die naturally, or I keep them on my own place. But that gets a little expensive and out of control, so they're going to be a little more practical. And the more practical way is to give them away to people that will respect them until they die. And that's how I handle it. So in this circumstance, the oxen there have been actually threats against the school. People are crazed by this. So you put them to sleep, you put them in a compost pile. Takes care of the problem. 11 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Mmm, yum. Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
The Obama administration is reportedly considering military action in Libya before the election. But the al-Qaeda bases he may attack should have been hit before our embassy was attacked. Now struggling to win an election, Obama wants to politicize military action. If he takes action before November 6th, al-Qaeda is not his target. It's your vote he's after. Paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GOPtrust.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com to help you. A couple of different angles here. We're still looking for travel bargains for Thanksgiving. Tom had something on his site. I don't know if it's still there where you could save 50%. Good luck on that one. By the time I started looking for an airfare to go to California on American for Thanksgiving to be with the kids, and the time I actually booked, which is a couple of days later, went up $180. So have that in mind. Also, Tom's going to help you if you need a refund for your airfare and you couldn't fly because of the disaster, the weather disaster this past week. He'll help you with that in just a moment here on Good Day. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mmm. Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
All right, we have Tom Parsons here with us on Good Day. Tom is the host, and he has a host of interesting informational tidbits at bestfares.com. I said the host, he's the editor and publisher of that website, coming together with lots of ideas, usually, for how you save on air trips and cruise ships and all that stuff. So has the Thanksgiving travel taken a back seat to people just wanting to know how they can get a refund for airfare planes that didn't fly, for or the people changing their planes? What's going on?
Well, I mean, if you there were almost 20,000. They probably use over 20,000
canceled flights.
Right. So that's the important thing. If your flight was canceled, then the airlines give you two options. I mean, if you're just beginning your trip and you're heading up to the Northeast Corridor and they cancel your flight, then you probably just don't want to go. And it's just
What do you do about what you invested in the ticket?
So they waive the fees, and you get 100% of your cash back.
How do you do that though?
You have to call them. Yep.
So how long do you have to sit in line on the damnable phone?
Well, I don't know. I haven't tried to call them.
Uh-huh. You know as well as I do with that.
Yeah, I know. I said exactly the same thing the day it happened. Says you're going to be on in Never Never Land. I was in Orlando this week, so it was appropriate. But you were talking about that's one thing you do. If you're in the New York region, or you're still trying to get out, or you were, there's still people won't get out for days. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can call the airline, and that's what you still got to do. Call the airlines. I wouldn't call anybody but the airline, and see if you can get.
And if they try to stall you by saying, "Well, you booked this through a travel agent," you have to go back to them. What do you say then?
You say, "I'm flying on you, baby. So fix it." Mm-hmm. They have complete control of your reservation. And they're the only ones I'd suggest, because the travel agent says he's 000. The only ones that don't have true inventory is the airline.
Mm-hmm.
And you want confirmed space, too. And you don't want to go out to the airport. You don't want to go out to the airport unless you have a confirmed space. That's it. But if you're with that one airline, they can reroute you on another carrier at no cost to you. They can do all kinds of different things. But you don't want to get out to the airport without having it confirmed. So if you're flying on American, yes, they could put you on United. They could put you on anything. So they do want to get you out. They want this mess over fast.
Yeah.
And how can they go back to Starbucks if they got all these people there? So they want you gone. So and they'll put you on other carriers at no expense, no fees. So that's what I look at. And
demand it. Don't let them try to talk you out of
Don't tell them to offer you a voucher. Not, I want my cat. You can always put. The best thing to do is just call your airline when the flight was canceled in the contracted carriage.
All right. That's the way to do it, folks. The unfortunate thing is you have to talk to a live human being, which we all know isn't pleasant waiting for these days. But actually, the weather wasn't their fault. But you need to get your money back or fix the problem with them directly.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.